The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who would you rather have as your quarterback? And right now, I would rather have Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes still as my quarterback. And that's just based off of what I think we have seen in some moments of their careers. One quarterback, of course, has been able to have head-to-head success in the regular season. That would be Josh Allen. The Bills, 3-1 the last couple regular season, 2-1 the last couple of regular season games. We know Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs has not lost to Josh Allen. We're all well aware of that. I just look at Josh Allen this year. What's funny is the conversation is all about turnovers, because the reason why Josh Allen is having such a great year is he is not making the dumb red zone decisions to this point. We'll see if that comes back up. Hopefully Sunday, by the way, for the Chiefs.
Sure.
But remember last year, so much of the narrative around Mahomes was like, yeah, he's getting away with not throwing picks. Like the turnover-worthy play grade from Pro Football Focus, and it annoyed a lot of Chiefs fans because they're like, hey, he's not throwing the picks, so what are we doing? This year, we know Patrick Mahomes has 9 turnovers. Josh Allen only has 4. Great numbers. What's funny, it's reverse from the very conversation we had a year ago. Josh Allen has 13 turnover-worthy plays. Patrick Mahomes has 8. Now, I'm not saying Josh either have the turnovers or you don't, but you notice nobody's talking about that for Josh Allen. When last year, Patrick Mahomes didn't have the turnovers, but they're like, well, he should have a bunch more. Well, you know who should have a bunch more? Josh Allen should have a bunch more this year.
He should, but also that stat is
I only bring it up because of last year's narrative.
Look, I understand. I think every quarterback, if I had to go back through and watch the tape, this is like the people who nitpick the 4 missed penalties against the Chiefs in the last game or whatever. Every team doesn't have penalties called against them. Do we have to go screenshot by screenshot for every team because you think the league is rigged? Yes, Josh Allen probably could have thrown a few more interceptions this year. Patrick Mahomes also probably could have thrown a few more interceptions this year. He also probably could have had a few less interceptions based on some balls that were like tipped at the line of scrimmage. They weren't a bad throw. He didn't make a terrible decision. He just got kind of unlucky, which happens occasionally in the league. I don't view that any different. The way I still view them as the 2 best quarterbacks in the NFL. This is not meant to be a shot to Lamar Jackson, who I think is the 3rd best quarterback in the NFL during that time. Lamar's got more hardware. It's kind of inarguable. He's got the 2 MVPs. Obviously, Josh Allen doesn't have any. Josh Allen has 1 conference title game appearance. Lamar Jackson has 1 conference title game appearance. Neither of them has some massive amount of success. We sometimes talk about Josh Allen as doing a better job getting Mahomes. Mahomes still has the overall record, 4-3. What has stood out about these two, and maybe this is why I feel this way about Josh Allen, is I just get to see him more. Do you know that this is only the 2nd time in NFL history that 2 quarterbacks who are not in the same division have faced each other 8 times in a 5-year time period? Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes face each other all the time. They're not even in the same division. But every year, because they both win their division, not like Lamar, every year they both win their division, so they got to face each other. Every year, they run into each other in the playoffs. So every single season, even though these 2 teams should not see each other every year, they do. Every year. And so I've seen most of the time, twice a year. So I've seen these 2 quarterbacks so often. I just respect Josh Allen's game so much at this point, because when I watch him play, I'm like, that is a legitimately great quarterback. And if you gave me any quarterback to start a franchise with that wasn't Patrick Mahomes, I would choose Josh Allen. He's a problem. He creates throws out of nothing. He makes magic happen. He is incredible with his legs, but he's also a dynamic deep ball passer and everything passer. I don't know. He just looks like the second best quarterback in the league to me.
Yeah, I've had him number two going back to last season in the NFL. I think for him, the question I have remaining this year, not only like any of the other AFC quarterbacks, essentially, can you get over the hump? I hope not. But also, when the moment is big, and I'll include this Sunday as the first real game where it'll feel like a playoff game for Buffalo. When they're in the red zone against Kansas City and it's a tight game, yeah, and maybe things aren't going well and Josh Allen feels like he has to make a play, does he revert back to what has gotten him in trouble in the playoffs, in trouble at times in big time games, which is the red zone turnover? That's all. He'll put up crazy numbers. I mean, the 13-second game was incredible. We all know he played out of his mind and they still lost.
Played nearly perfect.
It wasn't his fault or anything like that, but that, it happened. I'm curious, just can the Chiefs get him in those spots where he feels like he has to make a play? And I think that's where the mistake comes. He hasn't had him this year, though.
I guess at this point, I'll probably stop wondering about it. The only question I ever had about Josh Allen was the same, essentially, question you have about Lamar Jackson is, can he run like this forever? Like, can it? And like, someone's like, well, he's built like an absolute tank. And you're like, yep. And I always point out like the one example, because I don't have a lot of examples of people built like Josh Allen who play quarterback.
Yeah.
The only example I have is Cam Newton, whose body, he was a lot like a running back. Cam Newton went until his body was like, dude, we're done here. You're not running like that anymore. The difference is,
I think Cam Newton Josh was bigger than Josh Allen too.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I believe. I mean, I never got to see Cam Newton play in person. I've seen Josh Allen play in person a few times. The last time I saw Cam Newton, we were on Radio Row in Vegas, and all three of us were there, and he was just in normal street clothes, and you didn't realize like how massive a human being Cam Newton is.
And do you remember why in college he made everyone look like they were an elementary school kid? You're like,
just from the week.
Yeah, no wonder no one tackled you.
He was listed at 6'5", 245.
Cam was?
Yeah.
So what's Josh listed at?
It's a defensive end.
I'm just kidding. I don't know what they list Josh Allen. Either way, the point.
6'5", 237.
Okay. All right, so yeah.
I mean,
you need to see him in person, I think, to really
appreciate.
To understand, I guess.
I think, to your point, though, it's just whether or not when he's in his late 30s, early 30s, yeah, if that changed. There was a conversation in Buffalo, I don't know, a year ago, and then they kind of gave up on it, which was, hey, we gotta be careful. We're not going to run as much. Then they realized, no, that's what makes him great, the ability for him to run the football as well.
Here's the one thing where I get hung up on Josh Allen versus Mahomes, and like if you said, hey, what is the gap? You think Mahomes is one and Josh Allen is two. Why, I'll still tell you, if somebody asked me in Buffalo, there's a significant gap between the two. Like a pretty good sizable gap between one and two. Is because Josh Allen is probably the most consistent quarterback in the entire league. Look up his stats. Look up his yards per year, his yards per attempt, his touchdowns per year, his interceptions per year. I mean, it is remarkably consistent. That consistency also comes with, he gets knocked out at the same time in the playoffs every single time. He, like those interceptions you say he makes, like he's never led the league in anything. He's never won MVP. He's never led the league in passing yardage. He's never led the league in passing touchdowns. He's never, you know what I'm saying? Like after a while, like, and this sounds like stupid, but like if you go look up someone's stats, like George Brett's in like a Baseball Reference or Pro Football Reference, the all-time greats, the guys who are legitimate, they have stats in which they've like led the league. They were in their best years, they led the league. It feels like with Josh Allen, there is no floor, but there is no like secret ceiling that exists that he could still just like have in an individual year. Lamar hits his ceiling every once in a while. You're like, damn, Lamar. Okay, cool. I got it. You're just better than everybody this year. Are you going to play the best quarterback in the league this year, Lamar? Which is what he's doing again, mm-hmm, on his way to maybe his third MVP trophy. I'm assuming he's the favorite. I haven't looked at the odds here lately, but I assume that's my one hang up on Josh Allen is there some like secret level you take your game to over a course of a season that just makes you an unstoppable force?
And I think this year, of course, Lamar's right in the mix for it. I think Josh Allen still has, especially this head-to-head. It sounds silly, but it's narrative stuff. If Josh Allen beats Mahomes head-to-head, that goes a long way for his MVP case this year.
Sure.
Right now, the three quarterbacks we're talking about are the three favorites. I mean, no surprise. Lamar's decent-sized favorite right now, plus 100. Josh Allen's 4-1. Mahomes is 6-1, and there's a big drop-off. After that, it's you know, they're cut in half of the odds, 12-1 for Jalen Hurts, 14-1 for Jaden Daniels. So as we know, this thing can change in a hurry. Right now, it looks like a three horse race, but 2 weeks ago, everybody thought Jaden Daniels had a chance to win it. So it can change just like that. And I think Sunday's game actually could move the needle on that specific conversation.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.